Now we're gonna sing this song called About a Girl. It's a tribute to Kurt Cobain. It's a tribute to this great musician, the frontman of Nirvana, because that will be his death anniversary in April. So we just want to dedicate the song to whoever who likes Nirvana. It's called About a Girl. 1, 2, 3. Special guest and special friend here, Mr. Jonathan! Woohoo!
Hello. I just waved, but I realized you can't see me. So
Jonathan is a good friend of mine, and he's helped me out like twice before on radio show. So I'm glad to have Jonathan back again.
Good to be heard again.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Jonathan, today?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Okay. Well, today I have two special guests in here. I have Wallace.
Yeah,
can you say hi to everyone and tell people who you are?
Hi, I'm Wallace, and I'm a student from Digital Music and Media course.
Whoa, that sounds like a very cool and funky subject to do.
Yeah.
Wish I had that when I was a kid.
Yeah, same here. All right, how about you? Like,
Brian
Epstein.
Yeah, just Brian. I'm a student from Digital Music and Media as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Brian, do you play bass?
Yeah, I play bass.
Apart from bass?
A little bit guitar.
Oh, good. And do you, Wallace?
I only play guitar.
Oh, that's good. Guitar is such a cool instrument.
Yeah.
Now, John, you've got to help me out on this, because we're going to talk about music today. And
for sure.
You're also in the music industry, like professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to... have some kind of insights about how to survive in this music industry in Hong Kong.
Okay,
right?
I'll see what I can do.
Brian, it seems to me you've got a few questions for John.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
put that out for me? So what got you into the music industry?
It was a number of things. I think it was mainly that I had been working at a desk job for a few years and I wasn't adequately using my creative outlets. And I was a writer before, which was fine. That would work my brain, but I still wasn't able to do the thing that I loved the most, which was to play drums and to do music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was building an office for myself to write. And as I was building the office, I put a drum kit in there so I could practice. And then as I started building the drum kit, and I was like, oh, let's put some guitar amps, let's do this. And as I started adding to it, it got to be much bigger than I expected. And then so I formed a recording studio out of it,
mm-hmm.
and it became
mm.
a business. But
Whoa.
While I still had the studio, I was still working and writing. But the more I did my writing, the more I realized that as much as I enjoy writing, and I still do, that music still holds a higher regard for me in terms of writing.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know, what is the key to surviving in the music industry?
There's a lot of things. When I started the studio, I started it actually in 2009, which was in the middle of the financial crisis, which
mm-hmm.
in retrospect was a pretty stupid idea.
Mm.
But having said that, because of the financial crisis, people were actually looking for just a different outlet, and it was just like people realized that maybe money isn't everything. Maybe
right.
there's other things out there that can interest me. And then I use that as kind of a way to kind of bring my studio out and say, look, you know, there's a place to get your kind of creative outlet and still have fun and still enjoy it. And you don't have to, you know, take a $20,000 trip to the Maldives or whatever.
Mm.
You can just pop over to the studio, just hang out, play some music and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I built my business model.
Mm.
And that's kind of how I started. But really, to be in the industry, you have to be able to talk to different people, and like
mm.
many different people, and you'll understand that there'll be people who are very difficult to work with,
mm.
and some people you might even find like you don't want to work with them, but
like me, right?
I'm not saying anything. But
I
like
used to be a student.
Yeah, but as long as you build those connections and you build those friendships, and the more you build, the more you know, the more longevity you can have in the industry.
So I have a question on what's your feel on the music industry in Hong Kong?
It is an ever changing industry. I mean, for a while in like maybe the 90s and the early 2000s, it had been very, very comfortable with what it was doing. It was very comfortable with Joey and Andy and Easton being the top stars, and among those, they were the ones who knew to how to use their most creative outlets, and Easton was one who changed as many of his songs as possible so he could be creative. But they're realizing towards the tail end of maybe 2008 or so, they're starting to go, okay, it's starting to lose traction, and stars from like Korea and Japan and Taiwan and even mainland China are starting to enter the Hong Kong market. And that's I think when they had the red flag and said, why are these stars getting more popular than our homegrown ones? And then, so they started eventually branching out and realized that at first it was very close.
Mm.
Like they wouldn't accept Western style.
Mm.
That Western was too foreign and they just didn't understand it and it had no place in Hong Kong.
Mm.
But you're seeing more and more kind of Western producers coming to Hong Kong, Western styles coming in. It's not just about pop music anymore. You know, there's rap now. Jazz artists are starting to come out more, and as that kind of builds, you're seeing more bands and more creativity, and it's pretty good. I mean, and now you take the old pop music and you throw Western influences, and that has made the local industry much better. And then on the flip side, then you have a lot of like expats or, you know, kids who've gone abroad and come back and learned about different musics, and they start their own bands.
The returnees.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, weirdos like me, who go, rock music is cool, Green Day is cool, I love Nirvana, I love all this stuff. And
yeah,
they come back,
Nirvana, you're my friend.
You know, and they listen to this stuff and they're like, okay, I want to form a band to get some friends together. And so that's the flip side. So you get pop music having a kind of a revival, and then you have and all of a sudden upsurgence of kind of cool and different music in the Hong Kong scene, and through that combination, in the last 4 or 5 years, the Hong Kong industry has gotten much, much better because of that.
You mean these days, these 4 to 5 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think there are like more singer-songwriters in Hong Kong these days.
There are.
Who can actually make it through stuff like YouTube or even Facebook.
Yeah. Well,
they don't need they don't need a big record company.
It's
like
if you look at Adele, I think Adele was one of the first few people who was like, I'm just going to write my own music. I'm just going to sing my own music and it's going to be awesome. And it was. It was completely awesome.
Right,
and it's like,
right.
And like whether she sings it with a band or she just sings it by herself or with a piano, it always sounds good. And people are realizing, well, that's what we've missed in a long time. We haven't
had
good singers and we have a good songwriting. It's been a lot of just digital music created and somebody sings over it. And now we're being reminded that actually, there are people who can write music. There are people who can play their own instruments, and there are people who can sing well. And that's kind of coming back, and that's good. That's good for the industry. It puts a little life into music, and it's great for it.
So, do you want to like jam with John on drums?
Sure.
I mean, do you want to jam with them on drums?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So let's rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the drum solo of the one and only Jonathan Lee! Woohoo!